Hi guys, this is my coach. Her name is Coach Wendy. Would you like to tell anything about yourself?
Sure. Hi, my name is Coach Wendy. I am the assistant coach at Talladega College, and we are super excited to have Chloe at our first summer camp this year.
Okay, I have some questions for you.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you wanted to become a gymnastics coach?
Yes, of course. So I started gymnastics at the age of 2, and I did club. Worked my way up to college. I went to Texas Tech University, and then from there, I got my first college coaching job at the Centenary College of Louisiana. And so that's where I started college, and I just fell in love with that side of college gymnastics and coaching at that level. I did one season coaching at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh. It was much too cold for me, having only lived in Texas and Louisiana, and so this was my first year here at Talladega College, back down in the south of Alabama, and I have loved it, and I'm looking forward to many more seasons here.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
What made you choose Talladega College?
What made me choose Talladega College was really just the opportunity to make history as the second HBCU gymnastics team in the country, the first in Alabama. And then the other thing was the opportunity to work with Coach Asia. We met a couple years before I took the job here, coaching at LSU camp. And so I think it's really great just the way camps bring all of us together in the gymnastics community. And so just the opportunity to work with her was also a great addition to this position. So
how do you like to teach your gymnasts, and what's your favorite way to help them learn?
My favorite way to teach gymnasts is to get to know them first. Everybody learns in a different way. Some gymnasts, you know, like to see themselves on videos. Some gymnasts like to talk it out. Some gymnasts like drills. And so really just getting to know how they best learn skills and then work with them at a personal level, just like that.
My coaches, when I do gymnastics too, they like doing that. So they get a clue how we do and work.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What does a normal day of practice look like for the team?
For the team? That's a great question. So at the moment, our facility, for our practice facility, this is our arena that we're in, is still under construction. So at the moment, we travel as a team to Trussville, the Trussville Academy of Gymnastics. And so we practice there from 6:30 to 9:30 in the morning. And then the girls come back here and they shower and they change. And then they have their college classes.
Very cool. How do you make sure each gymnast gets the right kind of training?
So we have at Talladega College, the coaches, we meet with each gymnast one-on-one once a month or more often if we need to. And we always make a plan moving forward, looking at the next 4 weeks at a time. And we plan, have individual plans with each gymnast so that everybody gets what they need.
What's the hardest part of being a coach here?
The hardest part about being a coach here? That's hard to say because I've had a really great experience here. I would say one of the challenges has just been, you know, you come to a new school that's never had gymnastics before. And so it's been a challenge, but it's also been really fun just getting to teach a college what gymnastics is all about when they haven't seen it before. So
what's been the happiest moment for you while coaching at Talladega College?
The happiest moment for me was probably getting to see the team walk in to the University of Florida's arena and seeing all their eyes light up and their smile and just see that we finally got here. We finally got to season. All this hard work is going to come and help us through this meet. And it was just an awesome moment to see our season start. It was just really surreal, and I will always cherish that moment.
How do you help the team work together and be friends?
Yes.
So we have team bonding events, and so sometimes we might bring in a guest speaker that works with our team, like a motivational speaker. Other times we do games or we have team dinners. Over Christmas break, we had a activity that the girls did. They made Christmas cookies together, but it was really, we had added a little twist in there. They were in groups of about three or four, and each person in their group had to draw a piece of paper out of a hat, and on it, it might say, you know, seeing or hearing or talking, and whichever one they drew, they had to help their group make cookies, but they couldn't use that sense. So some of them were blindfolded, some of them couldn't talk, and they all found a way to work together, and that was a really cool way to get closer at the team.
That sounds really, really fun. Can you tell us about what makes gymnastics team special?
I think what makes the gymnastics team special is just our entire shared love of the sport, because we all understand each other and we all know, you know, how each other operates and our mindset and how we think, even outside of the gym, just in school and in life. Because I feel like gymnasts, we are often so type A and go, 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 and we all understand that about each other. And so I think having that shared mindset and knowing how each other works together is one of the really cool things that I think brings them together.
What do you hope the team can achieve in the next few years?
I really just hope in the next few years, you know, as this inaugural team continues to grow, just to continue to build and just take it to the next step every season. I know one of the main things is this first class, you know, they've got another 3 years ahead of them, and just to set the foundation for the ones coming in of what it is to be a Talladega Tornado. So we have that precedence going on even after they graduate.
How do you think the gymnastics program will grow at Talladega College?
I think it will grow a lot, especially once our practice facility on campus is done. You know, we do hope to have, you know, classes that would be taught by the college students, because some of them, you know, they do that at home over the summers and they want that opportunity in college. And so I think it's going to grow, especially once we have, you know, our facilities on campus and we don't have to move off campus as much for practice and things like that. And then it just gives us a home, and then it makes it even an even more special place for these girls, because then, you know, their gym and their class and their life is all in one place. And so I think that's how it'll grow.
How do the college and community help your team?
They help our team a lot on the side of, you know, advertising for meets and pushing everything out there, as far as, like, you know, we've got a team now. That was the main thing. And they've really helped us grow in, you know, reaching out to some of the schools in town and inviting them to, we had one meet this past year. And so our school really helped us get started this past year. And, you know, they've been a lot of help, and they're going to continue to be.
What programs or activities are there to help gymnasts with their schoolwork and personal growth?
That's a great question. So we do have our academic support team on campus. So if anybody is looking for, you know, help on a certain class, all they have to do is go to that academic support team that we have a building on campus, and they can get tutoring. They can get, they can just ask, maybe even it's just one question. Sometimes they, you know, they would rather maybe work with another student so they can get paired up as well to get help with, like, their homework and stuff.
And that is all my questions I have for you.
Oh, awesome. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much.